Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're back again. Can happen. We're technology savvy, so we're able to continue. Okay, so what we've got is everything in one place. All of the air is now moving into that extraordinary place behind the nose, into the head, basically into the brain. So what have you done? You basically connected three vessels, the mouth, the nose, and the eyes, to one major main spot, which is the brain, master computer. Everything happens there. Your thoughts, your knowledge, everything that is the moving of your body is inside the brain. To be understood that you can't move in there. In other words, you can't manipulate. When you're in there, you've got a king that is the air, a king that is the thought. That's it. You either know what you're doing, and you know what you're thinking, and you know what you want to speak, what you want to sing, what you want to come out. Obviously, if you don't know, nothing is going to happen. The brain knows every single thing inside your body. It knows how to move everything. Without the brain, we don't have to even talk about it. There is no you, there is no me, there is no nothing. In other words, what are we saying? We've now connected to a place where every single thing is possible, where everything is happening, where everything is moving in one direction, and that direction is upward and backward. Why? Because the air is forever moving upward. The air is forever coming into the body and moving into the direction of the brain, because the brain needs an enormous amount of oxygen. Oxygen. And the voice needs an enormous amount of air. So here you have combination. You have muscles behind the eyeballs that have nothing whatsoever to do with your throat. You have muscles behind the eyeballs that have, according to the Institute, the Eye Institute in Philadelphia, more than 200 times the power of what we need of movement. In other words, they are strong, they are powerful. Doctor will give you eye exercises for the muscles behind your eyeballs. You can move them up, you can move them down, you can move them to the side. In our particular case, we don't really want any movement except backward, which is what the air that comes in through your pupils automatically does. Now, if you think, only think, not do, but think, your mouth slightly open, the nose flaring at the nostrils, the air rising, the same time the air coming in through the pupils, pulling all the way back, pulling all the way up. You're at the level of the tips of your ears. At that point, what we talk about is the upside swing of the air. That means the air is now in its highest place, moving upward and moving over the top of your head, over your brain. Naturally, nothing is going on. There's just a bunch of mush there. The brain is mush. There is nothing that's holding it, nothing that can be manipulated, nothing that can be moved, nothing that can be pushed against, nothing. You're in a place where there is nothing but air and nothing but your thought. And basically, it's totally natural because the air flows, and the airflow is circular. And in Italian, the word round, the word circular, the word turning is girare. That's where the word giro comes from. And so what we see here is that the giro is a natural turn of the air, a natural circulation of the air, a natural turn. Now, all we need to do with all of this natural phenomenon going on, perfect in design, we need to know now one basic, tremendously important feature of the giro. The giro flows with or without your using it, with or without your effort. The giro is natural circulation inside your body. But for us, the giro becomes the mover and the shaker of what we have not talked about, and that is the vowel and the sound. All right. What we talked about before was that the consonant, which needs very, very, very little air, is made at the level of the upper lip, the cleft, with the help of the teeth and the tongue. Now we're going to talk about the vowel, because the vowel is a completely different ballgame. The vowel is what needs a tremendous amount of air, a tremendous amount of vibration, a tremendous amount of movement. It needs color. It needs depth. It needs height. It needs a circulatory system that is going to move the vowel and the sound simultaneously. Where is all this? This is all inside the giro. Vowels and sounds are made in the brain. Consonants are also made in the brain, but consonants, we said, are already spoken at the lips. Now, what we use, that great flow of air, that great space, that great depth, that great height, the ability of all colors, that circular movement of the giro, we use it for the creation of our thought process of vowel sound combination. The vowel sound is made behind the eyeballs in open space. The vowel sound is made deep inside and stays deep inside the chamber, never, ever, ever, ever leaves that place, and therefore has a tremendous amount of possibility of height, depth, color, movement, the whole conversation of covering a sound, making it darker, is not a physical action, but is that beautiful turn of the voice that Tito Skipa spoke about. He spoke about the sound sort of falls on top of the word and the air moves it. That's what we're talking about. When the sound is made on the top, when the vowels are made on the top, when there is no problem with the throat that has to close up and push everything, but when everything is floating upward and backward, while the sound and the vowel are combining in open space, then the mouth can move and the lips can speak and the mouth, lip, cleft, teeth, tongue combination can work its magic in putting together vowel, sound, and consonant at the intention of the word and speak the actual word, while at the same time, one sound, one vowel is speaking almost into the head, moving upward and backward into the open space and being turned above your brain, moved in its own circular motion to the actual exit of the sound and the vowel. So the sound and the vowel actually meet outside the head, outside the tip of your nose, outside the upper lip, and come together maybe 3 or 4 centimeters to create that incredible tension of sound that we're looking for on the outside, which is called boom, the ping, without the closing of the nose, without the pushing forward, but the roundness of vowel, the roundness of sound. We'll speak about this in greater detail. Please put the 2 episodes together. I hope I didn't miss anything. We'll talk next week of all of the 3 again. We'll put them all together again. And then you'll see no more throat, no more pushing, no more shoving, no more nasal sounds, nothing. Beautiful, gorgeous, legato. One sound next to the other. Be well, be happy, have a gorgeous Sunday. I'll see you next week, regular time, 8 p.m. Israel time. Be well, take care. Bye-bye.